Streaming service Quibi was one of the highlights in last night's Emmys. The short-form content streaming service received 2 Emmys for its work. Quibi specializes in quick bites of TV, 10 minutes or less, and continues to struggle since its launch in late April. The platform started with 50 original shows and promised to roll out 125 more by the end of the year and attracted a slew of big-name talent. However, they are now exploring a possible sale and other options as it struggles to sign up new subscribers in an already crowded market. Last week, the Trump administration issued an executive order that would effectively shut down WeChat and TikTok in the U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says the regulation went into effect for WeChat yesterday. TikTok has until the 27th to be acquired by a U.S. company or face a similar fate. The looming ban on TikTok was delayed a week as a deal with Oracle and Walmart is in the works. TikTok Global will pay more than $5 billion in U.S. taxes if the deal goes through. However, the deal still needs to be approved by the Chinese parent company of TikTok, ByteDance. Meanwhile, YouTube is rolling out its TikTok competitor, YouTube Shorts. A beta version of the tool has already launched in India. The tool will allow users to create 15-second videos set to music. There's already an in-production music picker featuring hundreds of thousands of tracks. Originally, there was rumors of Microsoft purchasing TikTok, but they decided to make another purchase. Microsoft Corp said today it plans to acquire ZeniMax Media Inc., owner of the video game publisher Bethesda Softworks. The deal is set for $7.5 billion, making it the biggest video game purchase ever. Bethesda is a publisher of video games like the Elder Scrolls series, Doom, Fallout, and has at least 2 titles slated for debut next year. And finally, Facebook is changing its rules concerning those who play Oculus virtual reality games and will soon require a Facebook account. Parents are frustrated with the new requirements. Even still, last year's Oculus Quest was an unexpected success for the company, and people are excited for the sequel that will hit store shelves October 13th.